From Streamline Publishing, the Radio and Television Business Report, Radio Inc., and our friends at HispanicAd.com, welcome to another edition of the Hispanic Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Adam R. Jacobson, here in Hollywood, Florida today, and we're going to focus a little bit on the listener. Well, it's kind of important because if it wasn't for the listener and what the listener likes and wants, then everything we do as radio broadcasters is kind of for naught. And we have with us today a radio listener. I'd like to welcome to the podcast Blanca Figueroa. Blanca is from Guatemala, and she lives in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area. She is a consumer of both English and Spanish language radio. We're going to have most of this conversation in English. I will translate if necessary. But bienvenidos and welcome, Blanca. How are you?
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. It's encouraging to know that as part of your regular routine throughout the day, you do listen to the radio. Is your radio listening in English and Spanish, or do you mostly use one language or the other when selecting something to listen to on the radio?
No, I use both languages. I use English and I use Spanish too.
And is there a reason for that? Is it mainly information or music?
Really, it's because for the music. Sometimes I like different music, and Spanish is a different music too. That's why I hear the both stations.
And it's a combination, I guess, of living in the United States. You get bit of both worlds, if you will. What are the things that stick out for you in terms of the Spanish language radio stations, in particular here in Miami? Is there something that really catches your ears that you like about it?
Well, actually, it's because when I want to hear like a news or whatever from a different country or whatever, I can hear from Spanish. In English, I like it because I like English too, and I like the music from here, and I like all the stuff they're doing here too.
You mentioned news in particular. Can you recall the name of the radio station that you would go to for news in Espanol?
Oh, you want the name of the station I use?
Yes. I mean, can you recall if it's a particular number or a name?
106, I'm sorry.
106. Yeah. So that's 106.7. That's El Sol.
El Sol.
So El Sol is a Spanish broadcasting system station. SBS owns El Sol 106.7. It's a radio station that plays una mezcla de música, the tropical reggaeton.
Variado.
I'm sorry, variado.
Like mix.
Yes. So you would go to this station to learn about what's going on in the world. More so than music, there's also an informational aspect.
That's right.
That is a radio station that has a very music-oriented image, so I find it interesting, given all the choices, that this radio station stands out. So is it the complete package? Is it the host? Is it the music? Is it everything kind of blended together that really sticks out?
I think for me it's a complete package, because I have the music and I have the news. Yeah.
So does that mean that you don't go from one radio station to another? You kind of stick with one or two?
No. It depends how I wake up or how I feel. If I say, okay, today I go listen this music and I point that music. And if no, I change it and I have it for 2 days that station too. So it depends.
Are there any other radio stations that come to mind that you would listen to?
In Spanish or English?
In Spanish.
92.
That would be WCMQ. It is currently branded as Clásica, or was Clásica. Now it's 792. So I think a lot of people still think of it as Clásica because it's really the only radio station in Miami that I think speaks to nuestra generación, the 40 to 50-year-old who grew up with a lot of the music that you can't hear anywhere else.
That's right.
Yes. I'm curious, in terms of the English language listening that you do,
my favorite station in English language is 93.1.
That would be Cox Media Group's EZ 93.1. That is currently one of the market leaders in terms of the overall ratings. They've done a very good job. And in the morning in particular, there's a host named Giselle Andres. And they've done a very, very smart, I think, initiative in terms of putting her in the mornings, because I think that having a Latina in Miami that can relate to a lot of people, even with English language music, has really helped the radio station. And I'm wondering, is there any sense of that connection with you, or are you really going there mainly for the music and not so much
the information? No, I think it's probably what you say.
You do.
Yeah.
So you have that.
We have the both things there together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In terms of where you listen to the radio, because I know you're on the road a lot and you go from place to place. Is it mainly in the car or is it elsewhere?
I use it in my car and I use it in my home.
You do use it in the home.
Yeah, and I use it where I work too.
There are a lot of people in the industry that we work in, radio in particular, that feel that a lot of listeners around the country are not using the radio in the home, that now they have the Alexa and all of these smart speakers, if you will. That is a great thing. But I want to ask you, so when you listen to radio in the home, is it a traditional radio? Do you have the little box with the dial?
No, I just put my stereo with the station.
So you have a traditional FM stereo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So guys, this proves that there's still people out there that have a traditional AM, FM radio stereo that we think of, the smart speaker as the great way to bring it back in the home. But here we have someone just like we do here in our home, my home in particular, that stereo still exists.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of making that connection. And I think that Hispanic radio in particular, Spanish language radio, makes that connection in ways that English language radio does. So if before we conclude, if you can kind of give a sense of, well, I like English language better or I like Spanish language better because they do something. Is there one thing that really makes a difference, or are they pretty much doing the same thing, at least here in Miami?
Almost, I think they're doing almost the same. They do, for me, I think they're doing the same. The only thing is, like I said, depends how I feel, if I want to listen Spanish or I want to listen English. But like go back to the stereo and the radio, I like that because if I put in like Alexa or I put in something else, they only put in music straight, and we don't hear any news, what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But in the particular radio, normal radio, you put in the radio and if they have a music and something going up, they interrupt the music and they put you what's going on in the world.
And I think that this is a very important message for stations, especially in English, that are really, really music focused. We're going to play 2 hours of nonstop music. What you're saying is, sometimes you really need to know what's going on in the world. And I think Hispanic radio has done a very good job of accomplishing that. So, on that note, I know that you're very busy, and I just wanted to thank you for sharing some of your radio listening habits with us.
Thank you very much.
Well, this is Copyright 2018 Streamline Publishing. Again, I'm your host, Adam R. Jacobson. If you'd like to learn more about Hispanic radio, we invite you to attend the 2019 Hispanic Radio Conference in Doral at the Intercontinental. And you can learn more about that at HispanicRadioConference.com. That website is also where archived podcasts can be heard, so you can learn a little bit more about the power of Hispanic radio and why people like Blanca here in Miami are really motivated and captured by all radio. There is English language radio, but Spanish language radio brings something that no other medium really can. So again, thanks to our guests. Have a great day, everybody.